Welcome to Books on Air, the show that tells the story behind the book. I'm Suzanne Harris, and I'll talk to the author about their latest project. We'll tell you where you can find them on social media, and perhaps we'll even give you the opportunity to meet them. I'd like to introduce you to Dr. Jerry Johnson. He and I will be talking about his book, Horse and the Little Girl. Jerry, welcome.
Thank you. Welcome, and nice to talk with you.
Well, it's my absolute pleasure. Now, you're a very interesting guy. You have been a practicing family physician. How did you get into writing?
Oh, I think when I was when I was a freshman in college, my first short-term paper in English class was I wrote about football practice. She had a red D plus on there and then erased it and put on a C minus. Well, that sort of interested me, but then I took courses in oral interpretation in college and things like that. But I started writing letters to the editor when I finally got established in medical practice, and I've probably written 350 letters to the editor over the course of my lifetime. I started writing poems when I started practicing, and I've written poems now and then over the years, had one or two published. And then when I was a member of the church in Lutheran Church in Reno, Nevada, Lutheran Church of the Good Shepherd, the pastor came to me one day and he says, "You seem to have some ideas. Why don't you write them down for our monthly paper?" Well, then I started writing essays, and I've probably written 250 essays in the last 25 years. But when my granddaughter was born, it was my oldest son's daughter, we moved to Reno about that time for me to practice with the VA, and my son's a doctor and was practicing with the VA. And anyway, Katie was a sweet little girl, and sometime about the time she started walking, she started having some symptoms of a chronic genetic disease. And she was born in 91. She died in the summer of 93, one day after her baby brother was born. And so just part of my grieving, I wanted to write a book about it. And she became enamored and fell in love with a little rocking horse that our oldest son had received when he was about a year, year and a half old. And so every time she came to visit us, she would get on the horse and ride him. The horse's name was Harry, but she called him Horse. And then Horse was in terrible condition. And I'm not a great carpenter, but I decided I would fix them all up for her. So I spent about a month or so working on that. In the meantime, she got very much weaker. And then she was able to ride Horse one time, and then she got weaker yet and died. And so that's kind of the, in a nutshell, what it's about.
So actually, you wrote Katie's story.
Right. Although I wrote it about from the point of view of Horse, anthropomorphic, you know. So the horse is like a little human being that could understand things and think, as you could tell from having read the book. And so I just wrote it from Horse's point of view, and of course I wanted to get in the point of view that I don't believe that God is vindictive. I don't think God wills you to die or me to die. I feel that God is the first one to cry when someone dies.
So really one of the strongest themes in there is the death and dying theme. Am I right?
Right.
But that it's not a vindictive kind of situation. It's something that happens to us as human beings, and we can't predict whether it's going to happen to someone as young as Katie was, or they're 100.
You're right.
That's a very powerful book. I also know that you journal. Do you journal every night?
When I left practice, a nurse friend that she said I used to be her psychotherapist sent me a journal and said, you have some thoughts, go ahead, write in it. So for 25 years, I wrote in the journal almost every day, and it fell apart about 2 months ago, and I've only written about once a month in the last 2 months.
Well, you're exceptional. This book is also going to be featured at the Frankfurt International Book Festival that's going to be held in October in Frankfurt, Germany. Are you excited about that?
Well, I am, yes, but my experience with past marketing ventures is that somebody made some money, but it wasn't me. Right now, all I really care is, what I really would like to do is I'd like people to be able to get exposed to it, because I think the message is something that they can think about themselves, and that's sort of the way I look at it. I illustrated it, too, I think, as you probably noticed.
Right, and the illustrations. I did not know that you had artistic ability. I didn't realize you did the illustrations. You're an artist, too? You're an artist, too?
Well, I've drawn since I was, before I started school, and I've done artist pictures of my, all five of my children, and they're hanging on the wall, and I even took up the violin because I took care of an ex-prisoner of war when I was at the VA, and he seemed to think I did him good, so when I left the VA, he gave me a violin that's a copy of a Marian. I mean, it's called a Marian. It's a copy of a Stradivarius. And I looked at it for a couple of years and then decided I better learn to play it. And I do a lousy job of playing, but once in a while I pick at it. So I kind of diddle with this, diddle with that. You know, jack of all trades and master of none.
No, Jerry, you have got that creative spark inside you. It's amazing to hear you talk about all of the different things that you have done. And I know that you're just wanting to get this book into the hands of people who might appreciate it. Did you learn anything about yourself when you were writing this book?
Well, I don't know. I felt I could do it. I guess that's the main thing. And I think every time you do something, you learn something about yourself. But whether I could specifically tell which thing I learned, I can't absolutely tell you that.
Was it a catharsis for you to be able to sit there and write down Katie's story, even though it was from the point of view of the horse?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I felt good about it.
Well, we'll tell our listeners where they can find it. I always go to Amazon to check and see if the book is on Amazon, because so many people use that as the place that they buy their books. So I put the name of the book, Horse and the Little Girl, by Jerry, J-E-R-R-Y, Johnson, J-O-H-N-S-O-N, and I clicked on it, and there it was. And the cover is charming. And now that I know that you drew it, I find it even more charming. Where else could they find the book besides Amazon, Jerry?
I have a few copies.
Lit Fire, I think, would also have it on their website.
What?
Lit Fire?
Oh, yeah, they might. And then also Ex Libris, the publisher, has them.
So if they went to either one of those two websites and just put in Horse and the Little Girl by Jerry Johnson, they'd probably find it there, but we know it's on Amazon for sure.
Right.
I always like to let authors have the last word when we do our interviews. What would you like for a reader to leave with when they close the back cover of that book for the last time? What do you want them to take away?
I want them to have a sense that her death wasn't in vain, because there was a love expressed, and if they learn something or feel that they can deal better with their own death, or if it raised questions that they can think about, then I think I accomplished my purpose.
Jerry, it's been such a pleasure to talk with you. Thank you so much for being our guest today on Books on Air.
Well, you're certainly welcome, and I appreciate it so much, your calling, and I appreciate your persistence.
Samuel Johnson once said, "A writer begins a book. A reader finishes it." I hope that you'll join me for the next Books on Air, and until then, buy a book, read a book, and share a book. Thanks so much for listening.